Alright guys, so I got my chicken. As you guys know, a minute ago I was getting fresh chicken. I now have it. So now I'm going to give you a tour of the indigenous people market. So these are all the indigenous people, you know, the natives that we didn't kill. And this is their market over here. You know, everything here is fresh, you know, meaning that it's probably, you know, maybe a day or two old, unlike back in America where it might be weeks or month old. So this is where I get my food from. I'm just giving you guys a tour of what's going on over here before I buy more stuff. I just want you guys to see that the thing you guys gonna take notice of right here is that people here don't wear masks. Okay, there's not a single mask wearing person in here, and that's because the indigenous people, they don't give a flying F about Scamarona. You know, look, this is where... this is where they butcher the chickens, okay? Look at these chickens, right? You know? This is where they butcher the chickens. You know, the chickens I have in here, man, they probably were one of those chickens alive like a couple of hours ago. So, just showing you how fresh the produce and the meat here is. You know, this is why I like indigenous people market. Even when I went to Vietnam or Egypt, you always go to the indigenous people market because they have the most freshest, cheapest, highest quality product out there. You know, you can probably buy flowers from here dirt cheap. Avocados are, you know, these avocados are about a dollar. You know what, I might get an, I already have avocado at the house, but I'm going to get one more avocado just to show you how cheap they are. I'm going to get one more avocado. Hola! Como está? Bueno, bueno. 20?
10,
20.
10, 1.
Ah, 10, 10, 1, okay. Diaz, okay, Diaz. I think what he's saying, I'm buying this one over here, guys. I think he's saying 10 cents. I don't know.
English?
English, yes. That's 10 pesos, right? 10 pesos, guys. All right. Thank you. 10 pesos, guys. This is 50 cents. You know what? I might even buy more because this is the cheapest guy I've seen. I want to buy more. I want to buy more. Bueno, 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 bueno. I want to buy more of them, guys. That's a good price because, you know, sometimes people rip me off because they see that I'm a foreigner. That's just how it is. I'm going to buy this one over here. That's another 10 cents. Like I said, I have avocado at the house, but these prices are really good. You know, some places they tend to rip me off because I'm a foreigner, but that's fine. Bueno? Bueno. Bono noches. I probably fudged up what I said, but that's alright. So that's actually a good deal, guys. I got avocados for literally 50 cents an avocado. Good luck on doing that back in America. I actually really don't need anything from here today other than my daily chicken. other than that, I really don't need anything from here. I got everything yesterday, man. So the chickens were 80 pesos, which is $4. I mean, the avocados, you know, you just seen it yourself. It's 50 cents a piece. I'm telling you guys, you gotta pick up on the language, man. Oh, look, they have fish, but, you know, I don't cook fish. You know, back in Florida, we get the fish fresh ourselves, then we cook it. I don't trust fish from the market, man. I'd rather get my own damn fish. Do I need carrots? I don't need carrots. I have carrots already in the house. You know, the indigenous woman guys, for the most part, they're not that good looking, but some of them could be, you know, decent looking. You know, they have some electronic shops in here. And I think I need to go back a little bit and hang a left. That's what I need to do. I need to hang a left. You know, they have different sections here. You know, they have sections for vegetables. They have sections for electronics. They have sections, you know, they have like little sections for people selling different stuff. Alright, so I'm gonna hang a left, I think, over here. That way I can get some vegetables for today. Yeah, it's raining. Okay, there we go. We're gonna hang a left. Again, more people selling chicken. They have a barber. You know, you can probably, you know, I could probably get my hair cut here really cheap. You know, I cut off the sides of my hair. Again, more people selling chicken. Carrots. You can get carrots for as low as 10 cents. You know, for like 2 carrot sticks, you can get them for as low as 10 cents. That's what I did yesterday. Kentucky Fried Chicken, huh? No, I might get some broccoli if I see it. I got potatoes at the house. You know, I bought most of my vegetables yesterday. Again, more people selling chicken. No, that was all. Oh, some people with the mask. That's okay. They're not indigenous. Yeah, guys. So what I'm really doing nowadays, man, vegetable that's good to go. Usually, if they had the bigger ones, I would take them. Yeah. Yeah, this is where I buy all my food from. I don't even bother going into the city and going into a grocery store because they require a mask to get into the grocery store. So F it, man. Like TFM said, guys, at this point, you gotta start, you have to start, what's that word I'm looking for? You have to start furthering yourself away from normies, okay? Normies now are a threat to us. Because they're so brainwashed and they're so dependent on the system that when the system inevitably lets them down, you know, guess who they're going to take the anger out on? They're going to take the anger out on us because, you know, at least, I'm going to throw up. Yeah, they feel like pig heads and stuff like that. Yesterday I went into a market, man. Reminded me a little bit of Vietnam. You know, there's a meat market in Vietnam, man, where they sell, like, whole pig heads. I went in there for, like, 2 minutes, man. The smell was horrible. Also, at the same time, I was so close to throwing up that I had to get the hell out of there, man. I cannot stand bad smells and seeing, like, blood, gore, and foo and, you know, head of animals. That just disgusts me. Hola. Yeah, some, hey, she's not bad looking. I'm telling you guys, some of these indigenous women here, they're cute, man. So going back to what I was saying earlier, man, we need to start separating ourselves from the normies out there, man. Because normies are going to be a threat to us when shit hits the fan, because, you know, we got our shit together and they're going to be like, oh, well, you guys owe us. It's like, what do we owe you, motherfucker? We've been telling you for 2 years this is a fucking scam. But you're like, oh, no, Fauci's listen to the science, pseudoscience. So, you know, the good thing, you know, the good thing about the indigenous people here, man, is that when shit hits the fan, these people are the ones who are gonna make it, man. You know, all of us, you know, city slickers, you know, we got our smartphones, you know, we live in nice homes. When shit hits the fan, we're all going to hell in a handbasket. But these indigenous people, man, they're gonna make it, you know. So this is where you wanna be, man. You wanna be with the indigenous people. Like I said, guys, I buy all my food from indigenous people. You know, if I see, when I'm in the city, you know, the city's only like half a kilometer away, man. It's not like you have to take a bus and travel there. You know, the city is like, you know, a quarter of a kilometer away, you know. When I'm in the city, man, whenever I see a business owned by indigenous people, you know, I go there. You know, you have to start supporting people on your side. Look at that, guys. Look at that. Look at the carrots. You know, I bought some of these carrots yesterday. That's ginger over there. That's the sweetest carrots you will ever taste, man. I never tasted carrots this sweet back in America. Hola, ¿cómo está? Bien, bien. Yeah, they're probably laughing at me. You gotta pick up on the language, guys. If you're gonna live here, man, you know, like I said, I'm in San Cristobal, in the state of Chiapas. This is the poorest place in all of Mexico, man. So the people here, they speak pretty much zero English outside of the very, very small amount of people who cater to the expat community. So you gotta start picking up on the language, man. That's what I'm gonna start doing. I'm going to start picking up on the language, you know. One of the reasons I don't speak the language with the people is that, you know, I want the gringo effect, you know. Because I, as you guys can tell, I look like the local people. And because I look like the local people, you know, there's really nothing special about me. Other than the fact I'm like 2 feet taller than everybody else, you know. The good news so far is that I have not been called Indian. You know, that's the only good news I have. So, damn, I need my daily vegetables. Yeah, this is a big market. Where will I buy vegetables from? I need vegetables. Now, I have some vegetables at the house. But I'll go back to the market again, guys. I'll make a U-turn, go back in there. Like I was saying, man, if you're gonna live here, you have to pick up on the local language. You know, and avoid living in big cities, man, like Mexico City, Guadalajara. You know, I was gonna go to those big cities, but I'm like, you know what? Go where, you know, go to where, like I said before, man, poverty and misery for most of the human beings is a good thing. So this is why I come to a place like this. You know, the people here are dirt poor. I mean, you guys seen it yourself. I bought one avocado for freaking 50 cents. You know, the people are poor, but you know what? They're not miserable. You know, opposite of us in the West, you know, we're rich, we got it good, but we are miserable in the West, even though we have everything that you can possibly want. Look at the mountain over there. Look at the mountain and the clouds in the mountains. Guys, I do not sweat while I'm here. As you guys know, I sweat like a pig, you know. But I don't sweat while I'm here because it's nice and cool. It's like 70, I think it's like 69 or 70 degrees now. All right. This is a pharmacy over here. You know, this is, you know, this is, see guys, this is where the local people live, okay? Where I was in downtown, what should we call it? When I was in the center of San Cristobal, that's where all the uppity, high-class people are. Here, this is where all the, this is where all the locals live. You know, I'd rather hang out here than down there, so. All right, let's see. Do we have anything here I want? Bananas. Hola. Have the Espanol poquito poquito. I look, okay? Yeah, I'm looking at anything I need from here. Maybe an apple or two. No, all right. Bueno noches, gracias. Yeah, they didn't have anything I want. I'm just giving you a tour of where the natives live. That's all at this point. So let's keep on walking. We might get some vegetables. I mean, I have vegetables at the house. I really don't need to buy anything. I'm looking for that... you know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for... you know, they usually, you know, if you go to Ralph's or Publix or Winn-Dixie, they usually give, they, you know, they have for like a couple of dollars, they have mixed vegetable. Yeah, they have something like that here, but it's $1. That's what I'm looking for, you know. By the way, today is a Sunday, and apparently Sunday is like a major day off for the natives. So, I'm just gonna walk a little bit more than go back home, man. At this point, like I said, I'm just giving you people a tour of the natives, you know, the lower classes people. As you can see, man, ain't nobody here wearing a mask. You know, except that girl over there. I bet she's from the city. Yeah, see, man, nobody here is wearing a mask, man, except that girl. But you can tell she's from the city, so she's one of those. She's one of those people who believes in the Fauci ouchie. See, this is one of the reasons why I speak in English, because people look at you. You know, the gringo effect. Look at that turkey. Look at that turkey. Is he alive or dead? Look at these chickens. I'm telling you, man. The chicken I bought over here, man, an hour or two ago, it was probably alive. All right. I think I'm back in the market. Which way do I want to go? I want to go down. All right. Let's see if I can get vegetables. I want my variety of vegetables. Wait a second. I was here a couple... You know what? This is where I was. This is where I bought the avocados from. I was here a couple minutes ago. Oh, damn. Oh, well. Let's go down this way. I don't think I went down this way. Yeah, this... Nope, I went down... No, I remember these people. I remember them. Let's keep on going. I actually did go down this way. You know, this place is a lot like a maze. You know? It's a maze, man. So many different ways you can go down, up and down this place, man. Let's see where to go. They got lettuce. I have potatoes. I have everything already. I just want my variety of vegetables. You know. I'd like to get some. I would like broccoli, man. I'm really looking for broccoli. That's what I want. What the hell is this? Oh, this is a store, I guess. I want broccoli. Oh, she's kinda cute. Where's my broccoli at? Is this where my broccoli is at? They got onions. Do I need onions, Ola? I don't need onions. Ah, Lordy. I'm not gonna get my broccoli today. It looks like I'm not gonna get my broccoli. That's fine. What's she saying? All right, I guess I have to get Google Maps going so I can get back to the house. I don't think I'm gonna get my broccoli today. So let's walk around for a couple more minutes. Maybe we'll see people selling shit, you know, selling some vegetables. Though that was the market. Maybe there's another market somewhere. Like I said, man, these markets are a lot like a maze. You have to know where you're going. Huh, let's try this one more time. One more time. If we find what we need, great. If we don't, hey, we'll call it a day, go home. Like I said, back at the Airbnb, I got carrots, I got potatoes, I got ginger. I'm good, baby. But let's give this one more try. Oh, the sun finally came out. You know, I like it when it rains up in the mountains. You know, when it rains up in the mountains, the rain is not like pouring rain. Not to mention, most places are closed on a Sunday. So, we'll keep our eyes open. Alright, where is it? You know what, I'm gonna buy some corn. Okay, this is the vegetable market right here. I'm gonna buy some corn. Señor, hola. ¿Cómo está? Cincuenta. What's the quinta? I think that's 50 pesos. 50 pesos? Okay, 50 pesos. This looks 50? Uh-huh. Okay, I think this is 50 cents. All right, uno momento. No, only this.
Dos?
Doce. How much is doce?
Doce. Y 50 pesos así, un montón completo.
50 pesos?
Así completo, cinco piezas.
Uno.
12 pesos.
Doce, okay. Uno momento.
Bueno.
Español, poquito. I just want one.
12 pesos.
12.
Okay.
12 pesitas.
More? Okay.
12 pesos.
Okay, that's not bad, man. I think I got a deal or something.
50.
Okay, thank you. This is one. Oh, no, yeah. He doesn't have a bag, that's fine. I'm gonna have to walk around with it. That's fine, guys. I'm just gonna give it a try tonight. At least I know how much they are. It's not that expensive. Alright, so I got corn. I'm happy. Now let's see if I can get some vegetable. Alright, so I got corn. I'm happy with the corn. Do I want radish? No. Broccoli, but I'll be happy with what I have. I'll be happy with what I have, guys. I'm not gonna complain. Oh, I think I found broccoli. Is that broccoli? I think that's broccoli. I think that was broccoli. All right, let's turn around. I think that was broccoli. I hope this lady has a bag. Hola, señora. ¿Cómo está? La cuenta. 15? I think that's what, 50 cents, something like that? Let's find out. I think it's 50 cents. That's broccoli. Alright guys, so I think that's all I needed for today. I wonder if I can put this in there. I'll probably do it after we get rid of the, after I turn off the video. But yeah man, we got what I wanted. You know, we got broccoli. I think this is broccoli. Yeah, this is broccoli. We got broccoli in here. Can you guys eat this? Can you eat this part? I don't know. I'll find out later. So we got broccoli, we got corn, we got avocado, we got chicken. Alright, cool. Gracias. Oh wow, that was even cheaper than I thought. Shit. Holy shit, this was... So I gave her 100, she gave me back like 80 something. I mean, this is like what, 5 Mexican pesos or something like that? Not bad, man. Shit, this was 5 Mexican pesos. Anyway, guys, that's my video for you today, man. I gotta go home and eat. I'll talk to you guys later. Take care, peace.